firefighters have successfully controlled a large grass fire at a former amusement park site in Sydney Southwest. Fire and Rescue New South Wales, the Rural Fire Service, and the Rail Fire and Emergency Service responded to the fire, which was threatening homes in the suburb of Horningsea Park this afternoon. Fire and Rescue says more than 20 fire units, including bushfire tankers, and 80 firefighters fought the fire, along with two helicopters that were used to waterbomb the blaze, which was fueled by strong winds. There was damage to two buildings, as well as multiple outbuildings, and a number of caravans and trailers. Superintendent Greg Wright from Fire and Rescue New South Wales says there are a small number of injuries.
We have had a number of injuries reported, including two firefighters, one with smoke inhalation and one with some soot or embers in their eye. They haven't been transported. Two people, civilians, were reported to have chest pains or anxiety, and they have stayed at home and been assessed by New South Wales Ambulance.